USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden has approved sending additional military forces to Kabul to help safely remove U.S. personnel from Afghanistan. In a statement Saturday, the president announced he was sending an additional 1,000 troops to the area, joining the 4,000 already announced. Biden also defended his decision to pull all troops out of the country, saying that the Afghan forces had to fight against a wave of Taliban fighters currently sweeping through the country. And for the fifth straight weekend, protesters took to the streets of France to push back against the country's health passes. Those passes began to be enforced this week, allowing a person to go to a restaurant, use public transportation, and other activities only if they were fully vaccinated, had recently tested negative for COVID, or have a natural immunity. The French government says the health passes were implemented as an incentive to get more people to get vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
More on our top story now. Taliban fighters seized Afghanistan's fourth largest city, Mazar-e-Sharif, Saturday and are now poised to move on Kabul. President Biden is ordering more U.S. troops to the capital to help in the evacuation of U.S. personnel from the country. Former U.S. envoy to the Middle East, Dennis Ross, says there's no way to frame American efforts in Afghanistan as a success. He tells Fox News that it's now clear that no amount of investment or training would have helped the Afghan army win.
We've spent close to $100 billion in terms of investing in the Afghan military. They have quickly crumbled. There's no question about that. The Biden administration inherited from the Trump administration an agreement to pull out by May of this year. Had the Biden administration made the decision not to pull out at all, clearly the Taliban would have focused their guns on us. We're facing a reality where we've been there 20 years. We could have stayed longer, but it's pretty clear no matter how long we stayed, no matter how much we invested in the Afghan military, pretty clear they're going to crumble.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A federal judge has ordered the Biden administration to reinstate the migrant protection protocols, better known as Remain in Mexico. The late Friday ruling says migrants looking to claim asylum in the U.S. must now once again stay in Mexico while their claim is being processed. The former acting head of U.S. Customs and Border Protection applauds the ruling. Mark Morgan tells Newsmax TV that the removal of the policy has led to the current crisis on the southern border.
NPP was one of the most effective game-changer policies to address the crisis that we had in 2019. And here's what's very significant about this lawsuit. I applaud H.E. Schmidt of Missouri, is that it goes well beyond just acknowledging that NPP actually was effective and it helped reduce the flow of illegal immigration by 80% by 2020. But it also shows that the Biden administration, when they rescinded it, how they did it was illegal. But here's what's really important in this lawsuit that they acknowledged, is that for the first time, we now see in a court ruling, what we've been saying forever, mm-hmm. is that what happens on our southwest border doesn't stay there, and that every town, city, and state is a border town, city, and state. And what this court order did was acknowledge that every state is negatively impacted by the open border policy that we have right now, and the NPP was a driving force behind that. And it acknowledges that the rescission of NPP absolutely contributed to the crisis we have on our southwest border right now. It was an incredibly positive ruling.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.